بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين، بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرع إلى الله. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Once again, we thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for blessing us with this blessing of life, for giving us another opportunity to be in the service of Aba Abdullah and Hussein alayhi salam. It's 1370 years today since the tragedy of Karbala, and every year, every day which passes, the tragedy becomes fresher and fresher day by day. A few reminders to each one of us, in particular myself. From tonight until the day of Ashura, and if possible until the day of Arba'een, we must make it a habit that the schedule should be a little bit different to the daily schedule that we have. Recitation of Ziyarat Ashura in the full form with the 100 salams and laams, if possible, at least for the first 10 days. And then the dua which comes after Ziyarat Ashura, that too. Another is Ziyarat Waris. If someone cannot do that Ziyarat Ashura, at least stick to Ziyarat Waris or Aba Abdullah Hussein. Or Ziyarat Al-Nahiyat Al-Kabira. For Aba Abdullah Hussein, more than 80 Ziyarat have been reported. And all that it is just to show the importance of the existence of Aba Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam. On the 9th and the 10th day of this month, Muharram, for those working, take a day off. Taking a day off for Aba Abdullah Hussein will bless a life long, just for that one day which will be taken off for Aba Abdullah. Again, another reminder is to wear black, at least for the first 10 days. And again, that is a mark of respect to Aba Abdullah Hussein, Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Prophet Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi wa alayhi salatu wa salam was ousted from the paradise, and then when he repents and he cries, he pleads and asks Allah to be forgiven, Jibreel is there, says that you want to get forgiven, ask Allah this way, and that is Allahumma ya Hamid bihaq Muhammad, and then says Ya Ali bihaq Ali, O Allah, you are Hamid by Muhammad, you are Ali by Ali, and then says Ya, O Allah, you are Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth by Fatima, and then says, O God, you are Muhsin by Hassan, and then says, you are Qadim al-Ihsan, you've been doing good forever by Hussein. And then Prophet Adam says that when you uttered the five names, when you came to the fifth one, I was moved. Why is that? I was disturbed. Why is that? And then Jibreel says and recites the azar, the tragedy that would unfold for Aba Abdullah Hussein. So the first one who cried for Aba Abdullah, the first reciter is Jibreel, And the first one who cries is Adam. So Aba Abdullah, he is great. Or if you look into the seerah of our ulama, of the pious, of the awliya, again, that is amazing. Marhum Ayatullah al-Uzma, Shaykh Abdul Karim Ha'iri, the founder of Hawza Ilmiya of Qum, he has his dars kharij. And every day before he starts his dars, there is someone who recites masa'ib for a few minutes. The students, they come and complain, what is this? We come here to study and every day there is someone to recite masa'ib for Aba Abdullah. And in reply he says, whatever I have is from Hussein. And then he says that I was ill, giving away my life. I was faced Qibla and covered. And I saw that my soul elevate toward the skies. And there I seek refuge and say, God, give me an opportunity. I haven't done anything in this world, at least a little service, by the mediation of Aba Abdullah Hussein. That life is given back to him. He establishes the Hawza of Qum, and today whatever benefit, wherever in this world is provided, is by that one person who is the founder of that Hawza. And again, that too, it is by the mediation of Aba Abdullah Hussein. So Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, he is great. We want dunya through him. We want akhirat, again that is through him. The topic that has been selected for these few nights is the associates of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Whenever we talk about the friends, the associates of Imam al-Asr, the first thing which comes to our mind is that the associates must only be men, because mostly it's the men that are talked about. Inshallah, we will talk on this issue in the forthcoming nights, that there are women who are among the associates, among the friends, among the true servants, loyal to Imam al-Asr even today. And inshallah, one majlis will be designated for that. If you look into the seerah of the 12th Imam, says that in the tent of the Imam, there is a shirt which hangs above the head of the Imam, and that belongs to Aba Abdullah Hussein. That is that shirt, the blood-stained shirt that was seized away on the day of Ashura. And then the day when the blood in that shirt of Aba Abdullah Hussein is fresh, that is the day, that is the signal which will be given to him, that move, arrive, appear and start your mission. So again over there it is Aba Abdullah Hussein. And when he comes, the riwayat, they say that he will have an announcement, and that will be with the voice of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. And what will be that announcement? He says that, Ala ya ahl al-alam, O dwellers, O inhabitants of this earth, Ana al-imam al-qa'im, I am that imam, the al-qa'im. The second announcement is that, Ala ya ahl al-alam, Ana al-samsam al-muntaqim, I am that sword, the avenger. Ala ya ahl al-alam, inna jaddi al-Husayn qataluhu atshana. That, O inhabitants of this earth, O dwellers of this earth, indeed my grandfather Hussein was killed thirsty. The next announcement is that, Ala ya ahl al-alam, إِنَّ جَدِّيَ الْحُسَيْنِ تَرَحُوهُ أُرِيَانَا. That, O inhabitants of this earth, indeed my grandfather Hussein was abandoned uncovered. أَلَا يَا أَهْلَ الْعَالَمِ إِنَّ جَدِّيَ الْحُسَيْنِ سَحَقُوهُ عُدْوَانَا. O inhabitants of this earth, indeed my grandfather Hussein was killed, was oppressed. The mission, it starts with Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. It continues with Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. And again, when mu'mineen will be assigned the paradise, the reports, they say that this paradise was created with the light of Hussein. So everything is from Hussein. And on the day of Eid, when you look into your own selves, everyone must have experienced this. And that is, you feel that you are light. And the reason for that elevation or sensation or feeling of being light is that the sins have vanished or the sins have been lessened. That burden of wrong and evil that was on us, that has been taken away. As a result of that, we feel light, we feel elevated. These majalis of Aba Abdullah are no less than that, but more than that. Tears shed for Aba Abdullah, they wash away the sins. They clean an individual, and that again is a means of elevation. So, a great opportunity has knocked our door, and that is service to Aba Abdullah Hussein. Nights are great. May Allah make these majalis of ours a majlis of ma'rifah, wherein the awareness, the ma'rifah in us increases. Whatever reward we get for these majalis, definitely there is a reward. The riwayat, they are amazing. They say that a person who steps, or wherever a majlis is established for Aba Abdullah, or to increase the level of ma'rifah, angels, they spread out their wings, not only in that majlis, but all the way through destination where the majlis is, we are sitting on the feathers and the wings of the angels. Hussein, he is great. Riwayat, they say that Safinatul Hussein awsa wa asra, that this ark of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein is vast. It will take to your destination fast. So, the topic is associates of Imam al-Asr. And may Allah enlist us, count us among the true supporters of Imam al-Asr in this dunya, in Barzakh and in Qiyamah. We all want to be his friend, but what to be done? If you look into the riwayat that we have, the seerah of Ma'sumeen, they teach us that we have to pray a lot for Imam al-Asr, to be his friend, to be in his service. Now, one of the important topics that we have regarding Imam al-Asr is being his friend. And Imam also, they've taught us. If you, for example, look into Dua al-Ahd, we've got two du'as. One is Dua al-Ahd, another one is Ziyarat al-Ahd. Dua al-Ahd is the longer version, and the Ziyarat al-Ahd is the shorter version. It's just half a page. And a lot of emphasis is there to recite this in the mornings. Now, we have faith in the unseen. If the first few ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that among the qualities of mu'mineen is that they have faith in the unseen. For us, we have faith in Allah who is unseen ghayb. Akhirat, again, that is unseen ghayb. Have faith in an imam who we haven't seen, that is ghayb. For example, if you see this dua al-ahd says, Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi hadha al-yawm. O God, I renew this act of allegiance with him on this day. Now, and every day. So when someone recites this allegiance or this dua day in, day out, Imam says that if he dies and death intervenes between him and his life, he will be brought back when Imam arrives, if he wasn't there when Imam comes. I'll recite a hadith which is known as Hadith al-Lawha Fatima alayhi salam, and that is, in an easier word, it's the birth certificate of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein issued by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through Jibreel. Destination is the Prophet to be delivered to Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayhi. And there the Almighty Allah, He mentions the qualities of the friends and the associates and those who are waiting for the Imam and how their performance is even in the absence and when the Imam is not present before us. If you look back into history, Imams one after the other came until the 11th and people lived during that time. They saw the Imams. But if you compare the people of that time and the perform and their performance with the Imams, we find that there has been a lot of shortcomings in their performance, that the Imams, they ended up one after the other getting martyred. So there was something negative, or there was a disability or shortcoming in the performance of them, and we compared them to us. In this hadith, which is the birth certificate of Abu Abdullah Hussein, there Allah, He mentions a few of these qualities of those who are waiting for the Imam and who are the associates of the Imam. We briefly know that being a friend of Imam is great, but what should be the job description of someone who is a friend of Imam, we don't know. So that is what we are looking for. Again, coming back to du'as, because du'as are the sayings of Ma'sumeen, which are again no less than the words of Quran. As Quran is the word of Allah, Kalamul Imam also is no less than the word or the Kalam of Quran. So they both are the same, because the Prophet has said that I'm leaving behind the book and Ahlul Bayt, both are there. Here Ma'asum says that Allahumma in hala bayni wa baynahul maut, that O God, if death intervenes between me and him, which is Imam al-Asr. Allahumma alladhi ja'altahu ala ibadika hatman naqdiyya. Now death is something which Allah has designated upon everyone, and that is for certain. فَأَخْرِجْنِي مِنْ قَبْرِي. O God, make it as such that you bring me forth from my grave. Why? And how? مُؤْتَزِرًا كَفَنِي شَاهِرًا سَيْفِي. With my shroud and then with my sword prepared. Why? To be in the service of the Imam. مُجَرِّدًا قَنَاتِي مُلَبِّيًا دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. And then hearkening to the caller's call, because he will announce that I have come and it's me who has to say labbaik. Now that saying of labbaik is a practice that we have to have now in this era of probation, in this period of probation, that if we practice to accept and say labbaik to the caller's call, it will be easier for us to say labbaik when we listen to that call of the Imam. Fil hadiri wal baqi. And then says, Allahumma arini talat al-rashida. O God, make it as such that I see the visage and the face of the Imam. Wal ghurrat al-hamida. And the bright forehead of the Imam. Wakhal nadiri bi nadratin minni ilay. And O God, make it as such that beautify my eyes with the sight of the Imam. وَعَجَّلْ فَرَجَهُ وَسَحِلْ مَخْرَجَهُ. Now, our reports, they say that when Imam arrives, those mu'mineen in Barzakh, they will be informed that Imam has come. And those who wish to be in the service, in his service, will be granted the permission to serve him. In a book, Siyahat al-Gharb, written by Marhum Khuchani, he says that we were waiting for the call of Imam, that is in Barzakh. Now this is something which he has written in the book, and we find it in the du'as that we wait for the for that, oh God, make it as such that when Imam comes, and if we were not there, bring us back to life so that we serve him. And again, if you look into the seerah of the pious, of mu'mineen, it has been as such that on Fridays, they used to prepare themselves to be ready, that if they hear the caller's call, to move in service of the Imam. With whatever means they had, means of defense which they possessed, to be ready to serve the Imam. So these are the associates of the Imam in the era of Ghaybat, that is, now. So we have to pray for Imam. Again, looking back into history, for example, there are loads of examples. Because Karbala, it's a lesson. Harsamat bin Salim is in the army of Umar Sa'd, la'anatullah alayhi. When he sees that everything on the day of Ashura has unfolded, the enemy side, and then the side of Aba Abdullah, 72 over there, 30,000 on the other side, he is reminded of an incident which took place 30 years ago with Amir al-Mu'mineen when he was accompanying him in the Battle of Siffin. There he gallops towards Aba Abdullah Hussein and says, Imam, I've come here to inform you that I was with your father 30 years ago, accompanying him in the Battle of Siffin. And there when we passed from this land, your father, he said, disembark, settle down. Tonight we'll stay and rest here. All night he was praying, he was crying, he was shedding tears, he was in sajda until the morning. And then he said, this is where my son will fell. He said, this is where the enemies will be. This is where my son's army will be. I just came here to tell you what had unfolded, what he had informed 30 years ago. Imam says, okay, Harsama, are you with me? He says, I know you are right. You are haq. You are the truth. I know Umar Sa'd is batil. But I have a wife and children to look after. Imam, he is all mercy. Rahmatun lil alameen. When we talk about Rasulullah, he is rahmatun lil alameen. Mercy for the universe, for the entire creation. Aba Abdullah is the same. Mercy to the entire creation. He says, okay, Harsama, you don't want to be with me? But go far away, so far away that you don't listen to my call on the day of Ashura when I say, Hal min Nasirin Yansurun. That if you hear that call and you don't respond to it, then know for definite you will end up in the hell. So Imam, to someone who has come on the doorstep of the paradise, he guides him even there. Says that, go far away, don't listen to my, so that you don't listen, hear my call. So this is Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Again, there is a report from our fourth Imam Sajjad alayhi salam to Aba Khalid. Now there, in the previous example, we have someone who has seen not just the Imam Aba Abdullah, but his father as well. And his performance is like that. Over here, Imam, he describes the associates and friends of Imam al-Asr. Says, إِنَّ أَهْلَ زَمَانِ غَيْبَتِهِ. That is, indeed, the people of the time of Ghaybat of the 12th Imam. أَلْقَائِلُونَ بِإِمَامَتِهِ. Those who have faith in his imamat. المنتظرون لظهوره. Those who await him. أفضل من كل زمان. Are better than the people of every time. Why? Imam says, لأن الله تعالى أعطاهم من العقول والأفهام والمعرفة ما صارت به غَيْبَتُ عِنْدَهُمْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْمُشَاهَدَةِ. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed them with an intellect, with an understanding, that for them, Imam, may he be present or absent, it doesn't make any difference. They have that strong faith and iman that even Imam, although he's not before them, they still have that faith in him. For that reason, they are great. There is no one better than them or never existed throughout the time. So these are the associates which Imam talks about. Again, if you look into the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says in the presence of his ashab that Allahumma laqini akhwati, that oh God, make it as such that I see my brothers. The ashab present over there, they say that, Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? Rasulullah says, no, you are my companions, you are my ashab. Says, who are your brothers? Says, my brothers, they are the people of the end of time, who will have faith in my grandson, who will have faith in the Imam, although they have not seen that Imam. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who have faith in the unseen. And again, the time when these mu'mineen will be living, Rasulullah says, it's going to be tough. All those conspiracies, every affliction, balas from every side, atrocities, numerous atrocities. Says, although the atmosphere will be like that, they are steadfast, they are firm. And then Rasulullah says that it's like clearing thorns and trees with a naked hand in a dark night. How tough that is. Says, these mu'mineen or these brothers of mine who will live in the end of time are like that. Or says that it's like holding flares of fire in one's palm. How tough that is. Says, mu'mineen in the end of time, associates of my Mahdi, they are like that. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, lucky are those who are firm on this allegiance, and that is the allegiance of Imam al-Asr. So Allahumma arin al-talat al-rashida, O God, make it as such that we see that Imam. And if death intervenes between us and him, bring us back to life. And again, in one of the applicables of this ghaib, when we talk about يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that they are those who have faith in ghaib, in the unseen, Masoom, he says that ghaib, it is وَهُوَ الْحُجَّةُ الْغَائِبِ, that ghaib which is in that ayah, Suratul Baqarah, it is that argument of Allah who is ghaib, that is Imam al-Asr. So whosoever has faith in Imam al-Asr. So mu'mineen, among their qualities is that يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, they have faith in that Imam who they haven't seen. Again, on the day of Ashura, when Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, he has his associates over there, he puts that light off and says, leave to each one of them. Says, I'll turn the light off so that you don't feel ashamed, you don't get embarrassed, you can leave. No one leaves. And when they reconfirm that they will be staying with the Imam, Imam then said to them, that is your place in the paradise, each one of them. He says that after your shahadat, you will be checked in the paradise, and these are your designated rooms or your designated places in the heavens. Why did he not show them that heaven and their places before their allegiance, before their reconfirmation? Because had they not reconfirmed and they had seen where they are going to end up, they would definitely say, yes, Imam, we are with you. Imam, he wants to purify them to a state that not even that little bit of hawa, that little bit of shirk, that they were with the Imam for the sake of the paradise, that to be washed away from them. Again, if you look into the Quran, on the contrary, you have Fir'aun, when he was drowning, and the riwayat, they say that Jibreel, he came down, he descended, and he boxed Fir'aun, because that was the time when his soul was to be seized and taken away. And there Fir'aun says that I have faith, I bring faith, and I embrace the faith of Musa. They say it's too late now. Now that you've seen your end, you see where you're going to end in the hell. Now you embrace, it's no time to embrace. So he sees his end and then he embraces, it will not be accepted. Over there, Abu Abdullah and Hussein, when he sees that they have reconfirmed their allegiance, they will stay with the Imam, he says, this is your place. This is where you will be. So that is the associates of Abu Abdullah and how they were with the Imam. In reports, we find that if a young person protects himself from haram, from indecent looks, and they talk about looking at non-mahram, someone who is not mahram to you, says if someone observes that distance and cleans and purifies his sight from not looking at that haram, Allah immediately, he creates a hoor much more beautiful than that woman or that girl in the hereafter and in the barzakh who will be waiting for her. There is this book called Kimiyaye Muhabbat. It's the biography of Marhum Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat. You have the Urdu translation of that as well. English, I don't know. There, about 50 years ago in Tehran, a taxi driver, a woman, she gets into the taxi, a beautiful woman. And this driver who's driving the car, he just wants to have a look at her. With every excuse, but he says, no, I have to control myself. I must not look at her. Now, he says, I can have a glance at her in that mirror. But still again, he controls himself, he doesn't look at her. And then the temptations are so strong that Shaitan says, now she will get down. When she will pay you, you can have a look at her. He says, I won't. And then it so happens that he doesn't look at that girl. And the next day when he goes to that meeting where Rajab Ali Khayyat has his dars and lectures to deliver, the first thing he says to this taxi driver after salam is that, Barakallah. That was great. For you preventing and not looking at that girl from that haram, that sight of haram, Allah has already created a hoor much more beautiful than what she was. So preventing and protecting ourselves, that is how Allah compensates in the hereafter, not there. Even just now it's all prepared and it's there. We have faith in the Imam without seeing him. Huwa al-hujjatul ghaib. يؤمنون بالغيب. Those who have faith in the Imam by not looking but not seeing the Imam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Once he meets Jabir and says, Jabir, if you have some time, I'd like to see you. And Jabir, he comes to the Imam. Now over here, reporting, it's the sixth Imam present over there in that majlis. It's our fifth Imam Baqir alayhi salam as well. And there, Imam, he says that, can you tell me about this hadith Lawh-e Fatima? Tell me about what you saw. Jabir, this sincere and true servant of Ahlul Bayt, a great reporter of Ahadith, he says that when Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was born, like every well-wisher, I too went to the house of Fatima and Ali alayhi salam to congratulate them and to extend my felicitations to them. And then he says that I went and I saw by Hazrat Zahra there was a tablet, an award certificate like, and it was embedded with emeralds and it had something glowing like the sun in the middle of that. And I asked her, what is that? And she said that this is the token of appreciation, for example, or this is the award certificate or the birth certificate of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein that was delivered to my father Rasulullah through Jibreel alayhi salam, and that is to be delivered to me, which is the mother. And then Jabir says, do you allow me to have a look at that? She says, yes Jabir, you can. I'll recite a few phrases from that and then the final touches on that. And then says, that lawh, the tablet, starts like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hada kitabun min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. In the name of Allah, the Rahman, the Rahim. This is the book, this is the note from Allah, the Mighty, Wise. To who? Li Muhammad, Nabiyyihi, wa Nurihi, wa Safirihi, wa Hijabihi, wa Dalilihi. Nazala bihir ruhul amin, brought forth through the trusted Jibreel. Min indi rabbil alameen, from the Lord of the Universe. And then says, Addim ya Muhammad asma'i, O Muhammad, glorify my name. Washkur na'ma'i, be grateful to my blessings. And then continues and introduces himself. And then comes to this point and says that I sent a prophet, and then designated a time for his prophecy. And upon the completion of his time, I appointed a successor for that. And then says, you will continue with your prophecy and your term will come to an end, and then your successor will continue. And then says, you are the best among all the creation, and your successor is the best of the successors. And speaks a bit about Amirul Mu'mineen. And then says that wa akramtuka bishiblaik wa sibtaik Hassan wa Hussein. And I have exalted you, dignified you with your two grandsons. Who are they? Hassan and Hussein. And then says, فَجَعَلْتُ حَسَنًا مَعَدِنَ عِلْمِ. And I have made Hassan the mine of my knowledge. And how he introduces Hussein? Says that, وَجَعَلْتُ حُسَيْنًا خَازِنَ وَحْيِ. That I have made Hussein the treasurer of my wahy. Wa akramtuhu bishahada, I have dignified him with shahadat. Wa khatamtu lahu bisaada, and a good end for him. Fahuwa afdalu man istushhid wa arfa'u shuhada darajatan, he is the best among the martyrs and the greatest among who possesses that rank. And then says, وَجَعَلْتُ كَلِمَتِي أَتَّامَّ مَعَهُ, my word, it is with Hussein. وَحُجَّتِي الْبَالِغَ عِنْدَهُ, my argument will continue through Hussein. بِعِتْرَتِهِ وَأُثِيبُ وَوَاقِبُ. And then says that this argument of mine, this hujjat of mine, will continue through Hussein. The first one is Ali, Sayyid al-Abideen, and Zayn awliya al-Madin. The first one of them is Sayyid al-Abideen, that is, who is the leader of all those who worship, the best of worshippers, the beautiful among my awliya, and continues and comes to the sixth Imam. And then says that the associates of the sixth Imam, لَأَسُرَّنَّهُ فِي أَشْيَاعِهِ وَأَنْصَارِهِ وَأَوْلِيَائِهِ, I will please the sixth Imam through his associates, through his followers, through his Shias. And continues, comes to the 12th Imam. Now, just make a note of this word of Allah to the sixth Imam says that I will please the sixth Imam through his associates, through his friends, and through his helpers. But when it comes to the 12th Imam, which is the completion of the chain, says وَأُكَمِّلُ ذَلِكَ بِإِبْنِهِ, I will complete this chain of guidance with the 12th Imam. And then says بِإِبْنِهِ, and does not mention the first name of the Imam. Says Mim He Mim Dal. And again, the teaching, that the instructions given to us, we are not permitted, we are not allowed to address the 12th Imam with his first name. His name is that of the name of the Prophet. But when it comes to the Imam over here, even Allah, he says, I will complete this chain of Imamat and guidance with Mim He Mim Dal, which is M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Says, now this Mim He Mim Dal is Rahmatun Lil Alameen, mercy to the universe, to the creations. Again, over here, we have to look into this topic carefully, that the picture shown regarding the 12th Imam, it's a rough, tough, violent picture, which is wrong. Just to put away people from the 12th Imam, he is given that look. He is Rahmatun Lil Alameen. Like Rasulullah, he too is all mercy. Now, there will be bloodshed when the time comes, but that's not going to be so great. During the time of Rasulullah, a person comes and he is present in the presence of Rasulullah. He has his two children. He kisses one of the children. Rasulullah says, why didn't you kiss the other one? That's not being fair. That's not justice. You want to be just with your children, kiss both of them, not just one of them. Observing justice is tough. But for the 12th Imam, the riwayat that we have, the sayings that we have, the du'as that we have, they say that يَمْلَأُ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ, that the entire earth will be filled with justice. Not that just justice being practiced, it will be filled with justice. So that is mercy, that justice being filled over them. Says that that chain of guidance will end with Mim He Mim Dal, who is Rahmatan Lil Alameen, mercy to the universe. Alayhi Kamalu Musa, he possesses the perfection of Prophet Musa. Baha'u Isa, the greatness of Isa. Sabru Ayyub, the patience of Ayyub. Again, riwayat, they say that whatever the qualities that were given to each one of the prophets, all of them will be given to this one Imam. Anche khuban hamedaran to tanha dari. Whatsoever good was given to all of the prophets will be given to this one Imam. Again, we'll come to that topic, why? And then says that the time of the ghaibati kubra of this Imam, and the time wherein his followers, his friends, his associates will be living, will be a tough time. The atmosphere is going to be a tough atmosphere. Says, فَيُذَلُّ أَوْلِيَاءِ, that my awliya will be defamed. When it comes to the associates of the sixth Imam, Allah says that his associates, his friends, his helpers. When it comes to the associates of the 12th Imam, Allah says, my awliya, my friends, my associates. Reason for that is they have faith in the unseen, ghaib, who have fi zamani. And then, ulaika awliya'i haqqan, the associates of the 12th Imam, Allah says in the birth certificate of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, that his associates are my awliya. Haqqan bihim adfa'u kulli fitna, and through those associates of the Imam, I will put away every affliction. I will put away every bala through the by the presence of those who are loyal and the friends of Abab. of 12 Kilo. Again, it's amazing that how come in this birth certificate of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Allah mentions everything that will unfold from then until the Day of Judgment. And it's great. Riwayat, they say that inna lil Hussein mahabbatan maknuna fi qulub al mu'minin. That indeed, for Abu Abdullah Hussein, there is a love in the hearts of mu'minin. Not that love which comes and goes every now and then. This love for Abu Abdullah Hussein, it's embedded in the hearts of mu'minin, which is a great and a mighty achievement, a great blessing that has been given. That Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَوْلِيَاءِ حَقًّا, that those who await, who are waiting for the Imam, friends of the Imam, associates of the Imam, they are my friends truthfully, rightfully. بِهِمْ أَدْفَعُ كُلِّ فِتْنَةٍ. Through those friends of the 12th Imam, I will put away every fitna. Now, to understand this saying a bit better, Ayatullah al-Uzma Wahid Khurasani, who is among the Maraji' al-Taqlid today in Qom, he reports with a chain, just one, says that during the World War II, when the Russians, they had come towards the borders of Iran, and there he says, he's reporting from a doctor, says that a person was shot, and he runs to the surgery and then comes to the doctor and says that, can you remove this bullet off me? He says that, come to the hospital tomorrow, I haven't got the tools and the anesthetic over here. He says, anesthetic is not required, I can bear the pain. He says, if that's your wish and you can bear the pain, I don't mind, I'll do the surgery, remove the bullet for you. He says, come on, jump on the bed and I'll start the surgery, the operation. And he says that this person who was shot, he lied down on the bed, said Bismillah and Noor and something after that, and he went to sleep. The doctor was amazed that how come this person, just by that one phrase, he dozed off. And when the surgery was done, the bullet was removed, the stitches were there, and the wound was patched, again he says Bismillah and Noor and something after that, and he comes back. The doctor says that, I found something interesting today, and he becomes a friend with that person. And later on he found out that this person is related to the Imam, and says to him that, why doesn't Agha, that is Imam, do something so that these Russians, they go away because of this mass massacre over here, the mass shortage of food and drink in Iran. And then he says, what do you mean? He says, why don't they go away? Why doesn't Agha do something so that this affliction upon us, it's removed? He says, the person who was shot, that Russians are nothing. They will go. They have to go. Says, it wasn't sunset of that same day, from the headquarters of the Tsar, a message comes that the troops, they must come back. Says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَوْلِيَاءِ حَقًّا, that the associates, the friends, the sincere to the Imam are my friends. We have Ahadith Al-Qudsiyah which say that those who are sincere and true, their word is the word of Allah. Their sight becomes the sight of Allah. Their hearing becomes the hearing of Allah. A reflection of Allah on this earth. So, Quran, Imams, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that these associates of Imam, they are my awliya. They are my friends. And through them, afflictions will be put away, will be moved away from others. There is a book, Najm al-Thaqib, written by Marhum Muhaddis al-Nuri. Over there, he says that Imam, he is surrounded by a group of friends in different batches, in different ranks. Now these are not the 313 who will be in the service of the Imam when he comes. Those 313 are different. Says that there is a batch known as the Awtad. There are four members in that group. The next group is Abdal, seven in the group. The next one is Nuqaba, 40 members in that group. And the next one is Rijalul Ghaib. In Rijalul Ghaib, there are 360 members. From the first batch, which is Awtad, which are four members, two of them are prophets, Prophet Ilyas and Prophet Khizr, who are in the service of Imam al-Asr today. Says that from these four groups, that is Abdal, from Awtad, Abdal, Nuqaba and Rijalul Ghayb, with the exception of these two prophets, all other members in all ranks and stages, the life which they possess is the life which you and me have, 60, 70, 80, whatever Allah has designed for us. Prophet Khizr and Ilyas have that extraordinary life like the Imam of time, Imam al-Asr, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah al-Sharif. Now, once someone gets access into that sterile environment of that Imam, they and some and members of that group pass away. For example, group 4, someone passes away. From the third group, third rank, someone dies. Someone from the fourth elevates to the third. From the third to the second, from the second to the first. And what about the fourth rank, which is the Rijalul Ghaib, 360 members? Says that when there is a vacuum in that and someone dies from that group, it is from the mu'mineen who are picked, who are chosen, selected by the Imam to join that service of that Imam. Marhum Ja'far Agha Mujtahidi, he is among the great ulama who passed away just recently, regarding whom Marhum Ayatullah al-Uzma Mar'ashi Najafi, he says that tasks which he performed during his lifetime were tasks given to him by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. How come a person arrives to a rank where he is directly appointed by Ma'asum, by Ahlul Bayt, to carry out the affairs, instructions as they have said? Says that once he was traveling to Mashhad, he gets lost. Says to the eighth Imam, Imam, you asked me, you instructed me to come to Mashhad. I've been lost over here. Says that a light flashes towards him like a spotlight and takes him to Mashhad. On his way back, that navigation wasn't there. So he was coming on his own. Says, I came and arrived to a place that was the tent where the Imam was present. Says, I saw the group of people, the associates of the Imam, that are the Awtad and the Abdal, that is the first two groups present with the Imam. So Imam, he is, riwayat, they say that Anis or Rafiq, that he is that person, that existence who is the most friendly, the friendliest you. Now don't we want to become friend of the Imam? That is the mighty achievement. Now all this is a lesson to myself first. To become a friend of the Imam, the easiest access is Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. The easiest access is Hazrat Zahra salamullah. Now those who have witnessed the presence of the 12th Imam, they say that the moment the name of his mother is uttered, his eyes, they are soaked wet with tears. Now there is this ziyarat which says that As-salamu ala Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, and then says As-salamu ala Asbar al-Sabireen, that salutations and salams be upon someone who is the most patient. Why the most patient? In one of these riwayat that we have from Biharul Anwar, they says that once Jibreel, he comes to Rasulullah and says that, I want to talk to you and Ali and Zahra. Everyone else from the house should leave. Only you should be there. Instructions from the Almighty Allah are given to Rasulullah and their instructions to Amirul Mu'mineen. What are the instructions? Instructions, patience. Asbaru Sabireen says, you are instructed to patience. After Rasulullah, you must observe sabr and patience. And by that patience of yours, disunity in the community will vanish and will fade away. And if that patience is not observed, you will find that everything will be a mess. Now also the second sentence, when it was uttered to Amirul Mu'mineen, this mountain, it collapsed. Says, patience, says, your Zahra, she will be insulted after Rasulullah. Upon that, the riwayat, they say that he collapsed like a mountain which fell. That how come? She will be insulted. And he faints. When he comes back, says that, I will be patient. If these are the instructions from Allah, I will observe that patience. Now who is this Amir al-Mu'mineen? Nahj al-Balagha says that someone comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen and a Jewish lady says her anklet was stolen. Imam says if someone dies crying on this affliction that in a rule of Ali an anklet is stolen, doesn't matter. If one does die, he has that right to die. How come in the rule of Ali, an anklet of a Jewish can be stolen? Now Ali, who is like that, if his Zahra is to be insulted in his own presence. And it's amazing that when Amirul Mu'mineen was dragged out of his house and that door was bashed onto Hazrat Zahra, riwayat, they say that either it was his amama which was in his neck or the rope that was in his neck and he was dragged. There a person present in that street, he immediately embraces, says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Someone present over there says that, why do you embrace now? Were you not present with him in Khaybar? Were you not present with Ali in all those wars and battles? What makes you embrace now? He says, I know Ali, the might which he possesses, I know that. What he possessed then, if he did do something that was which he was given and bestowed by Allah, did he want, he could have created a scene over here and killed everyone present. But his patience tells me that there is something great which has binded him to observe that sabr. That makes me embrace at this point. And then again, Amirul Mu'mineen. Now, when we talk about Hazrat Zahra and Ashura, it is said that Safinatul Hussein awsa' wa asra, that this ark of Hussein, it is fast. It takes you to your destination fast. And our destination is Hussein himself. When Hussein has got that ability, then Zahra is the mother of Hussein. Fatimiya is the mother of Hussein. So those abilities are much more over there. And when then Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha, she is afflicted, Amirul Mu'mineen says, Nafsi ala zafaratiha mahbusa, ya laytaha kharajat ma'az zafarati. لا خير بعدك في الحياة وإنما أبكي مخافة أن تطول حياتي. That I wish this soul of mine which is with my life, that too was taken away with Zahra.
But I fear that Allah will give me a life much longer to live after her. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen wa sayalamu al-lazina zalamu ayya munqalabin yanqalibun. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, by these tears shed for Abu Abdullah and Hussein, forgive us and enlist us among the associates of Abu Abdullah and Hussein and the associates of the 12th Imam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enlist our children among the best Muslims who ever existed. May Allah jalla wa ala hasten the reappearance of our 12th Imam, Imam al-Asr, and may he gladden our eyes by his presence. And if death intervenes between us and him, may Allah bring us back to life so that we are in the service of the 12th Imam. Those who are ill and ailing, may Allah grant them shifa.